Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Today, we're going to be sharing together on a topic that I believe is really part of the grand story of the gospel and what it means for us to participate in the All the Things ministry of Jesus in the area of reconciliation. And John David, J.D. Walt, is going to be joining me at the end of today's entry, so you can look forward to that. But for now, let's turn our hearts toward Jesus as we begin our meeting with him. He has many, many good things to share with you, with me, today in this time. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our entry today is titled Kingdom 101, Reconcile People to God. And our passage is from 2 Corinthians 5, 18 to 19. Hear the word of the Lord. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Consider this. The man and his son had not spoken in many, many years. The wall between them seemed to be impenetrable until an intercessor in their family decided enough was enough. She prayed for reconciliation. And one day, after years of prayer, it happened. God reconciles us and the world to himself in Christ, then we lead others into that reconciliation with God and with one another. Jesus went about reconciling people to God. Sometimes he did it through a miracle, and the person came to faith in Jesus. At other times, he simply spoke in ways that drew the listener to want the kind of intimacy with God that Jesus clearly had. We live in a world of breaches, breaches of relationship, breaches of trust, breaches of confidence. The apprentices of Jesus step into the middle of this breaching world with a message that brings people closer to God through Christ and brings people closer to one another at the same time. In the early church, in a baptismal service, one could find a wealthy woman celebrating the baptism of a servant girl. In Christ, they were sisters. That relationship they shared in Jesus held authority over every cultural narrative that existed in the Roman world about the blessing of the rich and the cursing of the poor. To be about all the things that Jesus was and is about is to be about reconciling people to God and one another. A profound miracle can occur when a person takes hold of the hem of Jesus' garment in the secret place and won't let go until they see a child come back to faith or a broken relationship mended. As we look to faithfully walk with Jesus in doing all the things he has commissioned us to do with him, we must take hold of the reality that much of that work will be done in the secret place. We have the ministry of reconciliation, and we carry it out as a people of prayer. Let's pray these words together. Lord Jesus, I take up the ministry of reconciliation you have given me, and I stay with it in prayer. I ask you to reconcile wayward hearts to you, to heal the sick that they may turn to you, and to repair broken relationships with those who have lost the ability to repair them themselves. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So here are our journal prompts for today. Write down a prayer for reconciliation with God and others for a person that is on your heart. Pray without fear, with full trust that God will do what he promises to do to reconcile hearts to his own. Pray with confidence. Bring faith to the table. Trust, trust, trust as you pray from that place of believing that God will accomplish what concerns us and will accomplish what concerns his great desires for that person, for that individual. Or God may even call you to intercede for larger groups of people. This is a day where there are breaches everywhere. Pray for reconciliation. And then, of course, be agents of reconciliation. But today, I wanted to emphasize a point of praying for reconciliation and letting that softening of the ground in prayer, then as you get into situations, as you get into moments and you see the Father doing something, you then enter into it as an agent of reconciliation. So that's how the church moves forward in the world. Prayer is not the only thing we do, we say, but it is the most important thing we do. It's the first thing we do. All right. Our activation for today is this. Today, as a minister of reconciliation, look for an opportunity to bridge a gap between someone and God, or someone and another person. Be the peacemaker. Think of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers. Be the peacemaker in private, in your intercession, and in public. Be the peacemaker that Jesus has invited you to be. And always travail in prayer until you see breakthrough. Whether it takes days or months, years or decades, travail. Stay in there. Hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment until you see what you believe he wants to see occur in that person and that relationship. All right. Well, here we are, and I am looking forward now to this conversation with JD. Let's turn to it now. John David, here we are.
John David Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name,
not
too,
mine,
man.
Too. That's right. So we're talking about reconciling people to God as Kingdom 101. And this, what the goal is here, we've talked about hearing God's voice. We've talked about getting activated in spiritual gifts, in discernment, and also just being used by Jesus to do all the things that he wants to do through us. And we keep coming back to, he's the one doing this. Well, what he is best at is reconciling people to himself.
Yes, Dan, thanks for, it's almost like you took us off the ground today. We all got in the hot air balloon together and we just drifted up and we're like, we're just not trying to go around the world putting Band-Aids and fixing things. There's a bigger picture going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody we help, they're going to die. Yeah. It's much good, and we've got to keep doing the good because there's a bigger work happening in all the works.
Yeah.
You've said it today. It's called reconciliation. We're trying to help people be reconciled to God. That's the fundamental that's the problem underneath the problems.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. That's right.
And I love in 2 Corinthians, you know, you hit on 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19. My favorite, of course, is verse 20, where Paul is saying, he's talking to people, we implore you.
That's right.
On Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We implore you. He's so urgent with that. Yeah. And that's what he wants coming like out of us. That's what he is himself radiating when he's washing feet, when he's healing blind eyes, when he's pardoning a sinner, when he's healing a mother-in-law. He is radiating, be reconciled to God. I am so happy. It's like he's saying, I'm so happy to be helping you all with all of these temporal situations that are causing you pain and suffering and heartache. But can I tell you? I'm going for something bigger. I'm imploring you, be reconciled to God. Which is to say, be receive grace. God, and then he finishes the chapter. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. He's like, all these things that I'm helping with and I'm working on and that you're doing too, you're doing all the things now. You're really dealing with a lot of symptoms of the bigger sickness. And the bigger sickness is that people are far from God.
That's right.
They're not they're carrying debt. I say to my church all the time, I'm like, church, he paid a debt he did not owe. And then you know what they'll say back? Because we owed a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Because we owed a debt we could not pay. It's like, can I reconcile your checkbook here? Can I reconcile your bank account here? Because I want to reconcile your life. To God, because that's the thing that will endure forever.
That's right. And every act of the Spirit's ministry is to reconcile someone to God. And I think one of the ways that we get stuck in sort of the power Pentecost orientation, which I think, again, we agree, love is leading this whole thing. And it contextualizes these moments of power. Sometimes we get stuck seeing at the thing instead of through it. And that's why we come to people in the gentleness and humility of Jesus with compassion. We minister to them. We're the love of God to them in that moment, because we're seeing not just the thing that needs to happen, the healing, the miracle, the encouragement, that whatever it is, we're seeing through it to that person's reconciliation with God. We know we can't, even that moment, we're not their savior. We're not there, but we are an ambassador in that moment of be reconciled to God. That will start the whole fountain flowing in you.
That's good. That's so good, Dan. Well put. Good on you for calling us back to the main thing here.
Well, good times together. Let's worship together and singing. And thanks again, JD, for jumping in. So today we're just going to sing the chorus of a contemporary worship song called Gratitude. It's not in your hymnal, but let's worship with it together.
So I'll throw up my hands, I praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, that I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing Alleluia, Alleluia. I throw up my hands, I praise you again and again, so that I have is a Alleluia, Alleluia. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing Alleluia.
Amen. Well, as the scripture says, be reconciled to God. And now let's move into the world as those who see people, who care about them. We take them in prayer before God in the secret place. And then we look for opportunities to help bridge that gap, to help reconcile people to God and reconcile people to one another. It's the work, it's the mission of the church to partner with Jesus in what he is doing to reconcile all people to himself. All right, let's get our seeds together, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilde.